This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 27th. I'm Paul Plack. There are reports from Britain of an unusually high number of people on no-fly lists trying to board flights to the U.S. A TSA screener at Philadelphia thought it would be funny to plant a bag of white powder in the carry-on of a college student. The Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress, possibly the most readily recognized bomber of the World War II era, will have the spotlight for its 75th anniversary during EAA AirVenture Oshkosh this summer. Mundus Group has signed a letter of intent with Litigation Animation Incorporated to provide forensic images for animation used in accident recreations in lawsuits. Dare Cicada says 2009 was a pretty good year for turboprops, with 36 TBM-850s delivered. Catherine Fraser is the new manager of operations for the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. She earned a B.S. in aeronautical tech from Kansas State University Salina and is a commercial pilot in CFI. The FAA has notified the Commonwealth Ports Authority of Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands that it may recall funding for a runway project if there's not significant progress soon. Wichita State and Wichita Area Technical College will host an online composites maintenance technology course beginning March 1st. And retired U.S. Air Force Captain Joe Kittinger, who made a 1960 skydive from almost 103,000 feet, is consulting on the latest attempt to break his 50-year-old record, backed by Red Bull, and they're making a movie. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell wraps up the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo at Sebring. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.